Today's daf is daf Ayin Tes. So we're in the bottom of Ayin Ches Amin Beis, the Mishnah. I assumed everyone got there. That was a good stopping point. So the Mishnah says, Mishan Nasan, Rishus L'Shlucho, person gives permission to a Shliach, the Kaddish is Bito. So the father says, please marry my daughter off. So the Shliach goes off to find a husband for his daughter.
Sorry, which one?
Ayin Ches Amin Beis. V'holach, who the Shliach goes, V'kodsha, and marries her off, finds a nice, lovely man for this daughter. Now, the father himself, rather, goes ahead and finds someone for his own daughter. So now, the father marries his daughter off, but also the shliach marries his daughter off. So, im shalo kidmu kedushav kedushin, if the father is shkoyach anadavrim, if the father is the one who did the kedushin before the shliach, so then the father's kedushin works first. Vim shal shlucho kadma. But if the shliach carried out the shlichus first, his kedushin took place, so then kedushin. So then it's the shliach's kedushin. Okay, it's a race. Whoever comes first, that kedushin works. Then any yadu, if it's not known whose kedushin took effect first, whether it be the father's or the shliach, so then shneim nosin get. Both of them, both men, the receiving and the chasan, two chasanim now, have to give a get, so now she's guaranteed to be single. Only one of the kedushin is good, we don't know which one is, so we make them both give a get to ensure that she's single, but im ratsu, if they want, echad nosin get ve'echad konis. One could say, you know what, I'll give the get and you could get married to her. So that's allowed as well.
Does he give a kedushin again?
You should do a kedushin again because it's possible his kedushin wasn't the first one. So you do a second one just to be safe. It's possible it's unnecessary because he may have been the one that was first, but it's also possible it wasn't good. So now he's doing the kedushin. Now would be, of course, if she was, if one of them were kohanim, so then it couldn't be done that way because then it would be a suffix grusha. So then the kohen couldn't perform it if he was one of them. Now v'chein ha'isha shenasta reshus l'shlucha. Now let's say the woman herself, before we're talking about the father appointing a shliach for his own daughter. Now, let's say the woman herself, Haisha, shenasna reshus l'shlucho. She appoints an agent to marry her up l'kadsha. V'halcha v'kadsha es atzma, and she goes off and she does kedushin for herself. So now, which one's going to take effect? The girl herself or the shliach? Im shala kidma, if it's hers, the woman herself's kidmu, kedusha kedushin. So then the kedushin is kedushin. But if it's the shliach does the kedushin before the woman herself, so then that kedushin is good first. Vim einam yodim. Now, if you don't know, interesting. Before the Mishnah said v'einam yodum, if it's not known, in a yodua, this saying v'einam yodim. I wonder how much of there's a difference. There's a difference, of course, in how much of there's halachic difference. I'm just pointing that out. Okay. Vim einam yodim. If they don't know whose kedushin took effect first, so then, shneim nosin laget. Both of them give a get, like we said before. Vim ratzu echad nosin laget ve'echad konis. If they want, then one can give a get, one can marry her. Thank you so much, Ezra. Baruch atah Adonai Melech HaMashiach Kol Ne'eved V'Ro. So pretty much these two Mishnahs, two halves of the Mishnahs were very much the same. One was referring to the daughter, the father marrying off the daughter. The other one referring to the woman herself. So the Gemara now says, "Vitricha, you need both of these scenarios. Diyash me'inan gave didei. If you had just the halacha of the him of the father's perspective, mishum de gavra kimle biyuchsin, ava issa de lo kimle biyuchsin emalo neve kedushin kedushin. So what happens is in the first case, the father appoints a shliach, but then the father himself goes ahead and finds a husband for his daughter." So maybe we think that the father knows Yichus. The men are familiar with Yichus and family lineage. So we trust him. So therefore, his Kedushin will override the Shliach's Kedushin. But from her perspective, let's say she appointed a Shliach herself. And then she goes off and marries on her own. Maybe even if her marriage were to take place first, it shouldn't be effective because she doesn't really know Yichus so much. Women are not that familiar with people's family trees. So maybe it shouldn't be good. And even if her marriage takes place before the shliach, it shouldn't work. The shliach should override hers nonetheless. Tricha comes to teach us that, that still, even though she may not know Yicha so much, we let her perform the Kedushin even instead of the shliach.
The way Rashi explains, her ability to know, her ability of knowing Yichas has to do with whether she's so mechdas on her own Kedushin, because the Shliach may have found someone who's more miyuchas than she found.
So since she doesn't trust herself so much,
right, she then makes better decisions.
Uh-huh. So therefore, so even though she does the shliach, she's not really samech das. She's really thinking in the back of her mind, the shliach probably found the better miyuchas guy than I found, so she wasn't really putting in. But when it comes to the man marrying off the father marrying off his daughter, he said, I know yichas. If I find him first, so I'm samech das. It's going to be better than the shliach himself. Okay. V'yashmeinan gavi dida. And if we only taught the second half with respect to the woman herself. Mishum d'issa daika mintva. Women, you know, they're very careful in particular about who they get married. Now you have to really square that with the other Gemara in Kedushin Daf Mem Beis about women are willing to get married to anybody, right? Tal meitav tandu. So, but here in this case, it sounds like again gavei dida with her respect. Mishum d'issa daika mintva. They're very, very careful in particular. Well, ihu, but it could be because she's the one getting married herself. She's the one that she's the wife. Aval ihu, the father, he doesn't care. He cares about his daughter. He loves his daughter. We see many places in Shas, they just want to get them married. Get out of the house, exactly. Get her married. Get her married. Different reasons why that might be. One is he wants her to be happy. One is he doesn't want the responsibility of her anymore. Whatever the reason might be, he's okay just getting her out of the house. And therefore, Tzricha knows still nonetheless, the father might be interested in marrying her often more medayik than you would imagine. Rora now says, Itmar. Kitcha via bederach v'kitcha asma beir. So the father, now that we have to figure out what age, but the Gemara is going to address that in a moment, but the father marries her off, his own daughter off. He's out on, he's traveling, and finds a lovely man he meets in business, and says, oh, you know, I've got a single daughter, why don't you marry her? He says, oh, let's do this. He gives her, he accepts some kesa from this man, and now his daughter is married. But at the same time, she on her own, she's back home in the city, and she finds a lovely husband to marry, and she performs the kedushin in the city. So whose kedushin is good? The father's or the daughter's? Vaharehi bogeris, and she's a bogeris, which means she's of age. She's a gedola. She's independent. So Rav Amar harehi bogeris lefanenu. She's a bogeris. So the father has no say. The father cannot marry off a gedola anymore. Ushmu Amar chashinan lekedushe shneim. We're concerned that maybe both of them are good. We don't know which. It's a suffix. Where I want to aim us, when exactly did this take place at the suffix? It's very clear. The scenario that we're talking about is where she's a bogeris. So why would there be a suffix that the father should be chal? So Amos, when did this take place? Ilema basoch shisha, if it took place during the 6 month period, we know there's from Nara to Bogeris, there's 6 months when she's a Nara to Bogeris. So it took place, this event took place during that 6 month period. Baha Nema Rav Harehu Bogeris, Nema Rav Harehu Bogeris, the Fanenu Hashu de Bagra. So now will he say, really, she's a Bulgaris? Now she's a Bulgaris. Maybe only right now she's Bulgaris. But maybe 2 days ago when the Kedushin took effect, then maybe at the time she was a Nara. And the father does have a say in the case. So how could Rav say unequivocally that she's completely independent, the father's Kedushin wasn't working? During the 6 month period, the father has a say. So that can't be the case because that would be a suffix according to both opinions. El alachar shisha, if it's taking place after the 6 months, meaning she's a Bulgaris now, would Shmuel say Chashinan l'kedusha shneim? Would he be choshish for both kedushins? Meaning, would he be choshish for the father's kedushin? Once it's past the 6 months and she's a bogeris, so the father has no say anymore. V'hamar Shmuel. Shmuel himself says Ein bein naris lebagris el shisha chadashim bilvat. There is only 6 month period that you're a nara. A nara 6 months until she's a bogeris. So after the 6 months, even Shmuel will agree that she's a bogeris and it shouldn't be choshish for the father's kedushin. So Gemara answers, L'tshicha d'kadish b'ahu yoma d'mashlim shisha. Mamish on the half birthday. At the 6 month, that day, the last day of the 6 months, that's when the suffix came out.
This is what you get when you ask a kid how old you are. They say, I'm 6 and a half.
Exactly, right. Right. A few quarters you get sometimes. So Rav Amar Harehi Bogeris Lefanenu. Rav says, right now she's a Bogeris. So midhashta bogeris, bitsafernami bogeris. So the day happened, the morning of the 6 month birthday. So this is where this took place. And that 9 o'clock in the morning, the father married her off and she married herself off. So now, Rav, the suffix came out, they realized at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, now they both did kedushins, they weren't consulting with each other. So Rav says, from the fact that she's a bogeris today, right now, so in the morning she was also a bogeris. So now part of the halachas here it's about the shtei saros here. So let's look at a Rashi here. Look at Rashi for a second. Go up to Inema Besoch Shisha. Rashi explains a little bit. Chadashim shebein Naris lebagris. There's 6 months between Naris and Bagris. Damrinan ein bein Naris lebagris el Shisha. Chadashim bavad fine. Ikishehevia simani Naris. when she develops the different indicators that she's naris, it then takes, there's certain simanim that make her nara. So from that point on, there's 6 months you start counting till she becomes a bogeris. Upamim shehi mimaheris livgor. Sometimes she matures quicker than the 6 months, though. V'simanim nikarim b'dadeha, based on the certain features in the chest. K'ditznaim masechas nida. So that's the time period of naris versus bagris. So now, the question is, so all the... Look at Rashi now. Midahashta. Look at Rashi. The Kadesh Biyoma de Mashlim Shis. Rashi explains there. Avia beboker vihi berf. The father married her off at 9 o'clock in the morning, and she married herself in the evening. Vahayom zeh he becheskas shetiboger. This is the day that she was expected to become a bogeris. Says Rashi in the next one. Midahashta bogeris betafer nami bogeris shekol yom he becheskas shetavi. So we expect her to have the Simani Saros, so that the Shtei Saros are going to come. So from right now, she's a Bogeris. She has all the Simanim of a Bogeris in the afternoon. So it must be in the morning time also, when the father had performed the Kedushin initially. So then it would be, she was a Bogeris already by the morning. And the Kedushins of the father shouldn't be effective. That's Rav's understanding. And that's why the father's Kedushin isn't a good Kedushin. But Shmuel Amar Hashta Hudaisi Simanim, maybe only now in the afternoon did she develop these Simani Bagris, but perhaps in the morning when no one checked. Maybe she was still in Nara. So that's why Yechosh is for both ends. So that's the Machlokas.
The father cannot do Kiddushin at all since she's Bogeret?
Mm-hmm, correct.
Now she has permission to do Kiddushin for herself?
Both.
My both.
Both. That the father can't and she can.
Since right. F, he cannot do anything.
Exactly,
unless,
and she can.
Unless she gives him permission, as a shliach.
No, that's as a shliach, but not right. As anybody else, though, she could appoint a shliach. And that's what Pashut, the point of father, the shliach, we saw. The Chutzpah, the Gemara says, the point of father to be a shliach. So the Gemara says, Shmuel, Maishna, mi mikvah. And that's Shmuel's opinion. It's a Safek Kedushin. So now the Gemara wants to know, Shmuel, Maishna, mi mikvah. What's the difference from the case of a mikvah? So this next blah is going to be, we've had this structure before, the Gemara's in Nida talked about this, and the Gemara's in Pesachim, but every time we have different sfeikos that develop now, what was the status prior to this? So Shmuel says, we're now choshesh, that even though right now she's a bogeris, it's perhaps in the morning she wasn't a bogeris. Maybe it just changed this moment. So my shnami mikvah, why is this any different than the case of a mikvah? Which is what's the case, the Tanan, the Mishnah tells us. Mikvah shenimdad, you test out a mikvah, you measure the volume of the water in the mikvah. V'nim sechaser kol nim sechaser. Turns out it's less than 40 sa. We know that the mikvah has to be 40 sa, based on different sugars. The sources based on the pasuk says may kimei nida, and the Gemara says it has to be where the entire body is able to enter into a body of water, which the Gemara ends up figuring out. The Chacham say must be based on 40 sa is the measurement that a person could put the entire body in. So it's 40 sa, that's what the shear of a mikvah is.
Based on Yimei
what?
Based on 40 days of rain.
It is?
Yeah, of course.
Maybe in Pinimis, but now the Gemara doesn't connect it, though.
Why?
It could be, but there could be a connection. I hear that connection. 40 day, the idea is 40 days of a vlad. Yeah. Everything 40 days means a renewal. In terms of the actual shear, it's based on what a body could fit inside. So it could have been 40, you know, anything. It could have been 40...
Approximately
80
gallons.
No, but it makes sense.
80 gallons, that's what it is, yeah. Okay. So anyway, so they measured the mikvah waters, and it was a nimsa chaser. It was missing, it was 39 sa only, which is not a good mikvah. Kol taros shenasu agabav l'mafreya. All the taros that had been done l'mafreya from the last time they checked, which could have been months ago. Bein b'shis hayachid, bein b'shis rabim. Regardless of where the mikvah was located, we'll see why that's significant later on. Tameos, they're all tameh. The mafreya, everything, since right now it's missing, so we assume it was missing from the last time they checked. So why? How come Shmuel said in that case when something's missing, like she's a bogeris now, we don't assume she's a bogeris also before, and only we look at the now. It doesn't affect anything the mafreya. But here, the now, the chaser, is going to tell us the mafreya, everything was chaser all the way back from the beginning. So Gemara explains, shiny hasam, but the case of mikvah is different. Dika lemeimar hemed tamei al cheskasa. Ve'emar lo tavo. Because by the case of the mikvah, you have these kalim, and the kalim, the status quo of the chazaka of the kalim was tamei. So we assume they're tamei. So therefore, we could go back to Mafreya to keep it to the status quo.
Tamei as opposed to when the Bulgaris, what?
Gemara is going to contrast it to the Bulgaris. I guess that's fine. In terms of the Bulgaris, so let's say right now, the
status quo supposed to be a Nara. She has to change stage to be a Bagra.
And therefore, status quo would be a Nara, and that's why she assumes she was possibly a Nara in the morning, because that's what the status quo was. Fine. Gemara says, Adrabba, no, the opposite. Heman mikvah cheskazov. Don't look at the kalim, look at the mikvah. The mikvah had a status quo of being a kosher mikvah.
What do you say, kalim? What does that mean?
What?
What's kalim?
The taros that we were koshering.
Oh, the kalim itself.
Yeah. So the Gemara says, Adrabba. Look at the status quo of the actual mikvah. Ve'emer and say lo chaser. The mikvah hadn't been chaser at all. So let's say that's a kosher mikvah, and all the taros, all the kalim should be tahor. Gemara says, what do you mean? I can't say that because harei chaser lefanecha. We just measured it and it's missing, so it had lost its status in it being a kosher mikvah. So Gemara says here too as well. Hachanami, bring it back to our case. Harei bogeres lefanecha. So look in the Bogeris. Right now she's a Bogeris. So that should also ruin the status quo. And don't assume that she's a Nara in the morning. So Gemara says, no, Hashtahu Debagra. No, it's safe to assume. Right now she became a Bogeris. You could make such a claim. There's a moment in time where she changes from a Nara to a Bogeris. So let's say right now this happened. So it's not going to ruin the status quo of being a Nara. So Gemara says, Hasam Nami, say the same thing by a mikvah. Hashtahu Dechaser. Maybe right now she became, it lost a saw. The Gemara in Nida says, adds a line here, it doesn't mention here. I think it says, Harei chasa chasa lefanecha. It slowly goes when it comes to mikvah. It slowly loses drip after drip after drip. So that's why it's likely to say it wasn't until right now. But then the Gemara says, by Nida also, she also, the dam slowly drips out, tipa by tipa. Either way, Gemara doesn't address that here when it comes to this case. So Gemara says, fine. You know why the mikvah case is different? And we say all the previous kalim are tamei. Hasam tarti l'reisa, hachachad l'reisa. By the mikvah, there are two negatives. And by the case of Bogeris, there's only one negative. What are the two negatives by a mikvah? Well, number one is the cheskas, the chazakah of the kalim was tamei. The status quo is tamei. And the mikvah is chasa, rei chasa l'fanecha. There's two reisas. Here, there's only one reisa that she's a Bogeris now. There's not a double. So therefore, two is the reason to be choshesh. One is not a reason. Okay. Get familiar with these sugyas, because again, this repeats itself several places in Shas. Shmuel, Maishna, Michavis. Why is it any different than the case of Chavis? Now, this case of Chavis, I think, comes up even more places in Shas. That's what it looks like, even from the Masar's of Shas here. The sign in the Brayta says, bodek es chavis, lahafrish ale chuma. You have a barrel of wine, and you want to take chuma from the wine. Now, I have a barrel of wine here. I want to take chuma from this and to help take chuma on the other barrels. I have a few barrels of wine here. So this barrel will be all chuma, and that's going to be matir, my other barrels as well. So now I look at this barrel, I check it out. And holich, v'charkach nimtes chometz. So I check it and I do hafreshes chuma. And then later on I find out afterwards that it was turned to be vinegar. It went sour, went bad. And now we can't take chuma from that anymore. It's not good. It has to be from Yafeh. So the Gemara says, Kol shloshi yamim vadei mikan ve'elach safek. Now the Gemara itself says there's a machlokas elsewhere. Rabbi Yoshua Rabbi Eliezer, I think it is, how to understand these words. I'm going to just take one approach just to simplify things. So from the last time he checked on Sunday, and the Sunday that wine was good, the barrel was good wine. The Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, those 3 days it's Vaday wine, and you could assume that the chuma that you took was good, and all the tevel that you was matir was also good. But comes Wednesday, day four and on, it's a suffix. We don't know at what point, let's say you found out on the following Sunday that it was chometz. So now you don't know what happened, at what point did it change over? So the first 3 days of last week when you checked is good, but from Wednesday on, it's Batar Safek. Maybe it changed, we don't know what point it went to become Chometz. So the Gemara says, so those last 4 days are going to be Safek, whether they're good. And the Gemara asks, Raminhu, Raminan, Chavis HaMikvah, let's ask a question from Chavis HaMikvah, Maishna Hacha Vadai, Umaishna Dehacha Safek. When it came to the case of Mikvah, we said all the kalim, were vaday tamei. In the case of Chuma, we say they're all suffic tevel or not. We don't know. So why is the mikvah vaday pasul, and the case of Chuma only suffic pasul? And Amar Rabbi Chanina Masura Man Tana Chavis, Rabbi Shimon he. So you know the answer is? Because Rabbi Shimon is the one who holds that by the Chavis is a suffic. So Rabbi Shimon is also the one who holds by the Gabi Mikvah Nami Sveika Mashveh. He's consistent. In Rabbi Shimon's world, he also says by the case of mikvah, the kelmer also only a suffik. He was the author of the suffik case. Ditani, the Brisa tells us. Kol taros shenasu agavav l'mafreya, back to the mikvah case, he holds, first opinion holds rather, bein mishus hayachid, bein mishus harabim tameos. This first opinion holds, l'mafreya, by the case of the mikvah, they're all vadai tameh. But Rabbi Shimon omer, no, bishus harabim taros bishus hayachid tolen. So let's go through this a second. So the case is, we know that when it comes to the source of Safek Tumah is learned out from where? What's the source of Safek Tumah?
Sota.
Sota based on Nitma, different Gzera Shavas. It says Nitma three times in Parshas Naso, that Nitma, that the case of Sota is Tumah. So we learn from Tumah Sota to apply to Tumah, real Tumah. So what's the case by a Safek? A Sota, a person warns his wife, don't be with Reuven. And she goes be Echidus with Reuven. Nistera, there's a Kinoi, there's a Stira, now she's a Sota, and she goes through the whole process. So that only takes effect if that suffix, we don't know what happened behind closed doors, it only happens to the two people that are there, her and him, that wife and this other man. That's Rosh Hashanah, that's when there's Tumah by Sota. But if it was public, which means her, the man, and one other person, that's already considered Rosh Hashanah, there's suffix there at all, that's Tahor. So the Sota case being the model, we transport that over to Tumah. If the suffix Tumah takes place in Rosh Hashanah, we assume suffix Tumah like Sota. If the Safek Tumah took place in Rosh Hashanah, which means three people, so then we assume Tahor, just like the case of Sota. So now that's what Rabbi Shimon holds. Rabbi Shimon holds, no, this case of Mikvah, it's a Safek. So we start applying the halachas of Safek Tumah. So again, Rabbi Shimon Omer, if the Safek took place in Rosh Hashanah, we say Taros. Any Safek in Rosh Hashanah, it's Tahor. If the Safek took place in Rosh Hashanah with only two people there, or less, two or one, then Tolan, then it's a Din Safek. We don't know exactly the status. So that's all in the world of Rabbi Shimon, who holds the Safek Tumah L'mafreya. Aval Rabbanan, who hold that it's Tumah is L'mafreya by the mikvah case. So he holds Teva L'mafreya. That also by the case of the Truma, so the first 3 days you could assume it's wine, it was a good Truma, and the Teva is no longer Teva. But after the 3 days, we assume that it's a Vadai Tome, Vadai rather not a good, it was Vadai Chometz, and Vadai not a good Truma, and still Vadai Teva. So the question is, so I understand by the case of mikvah, why you say it's all tamei l'mafreya, because you're tarti l'reisa. Two negatives by the mikvah case. Hari chasa l'fanecha, and the cheskas tumah of the kelim. But why is he saying safek tevel by the case of the truma, there's only one safek, one reisa. So the Gemara says, shiny hasam, diklameimar hemet tevel cheskasa. Veimaloniskam, because you could assume the status quo of the all the wines was tevel. That was a status quo. So now that it's chometz, you go back to the status quo of it being tevel. Adraba hemet yain al cheskaso. Maybe you should assume, look at the wine. The wine status quo was it was wine. Ve'melo hichmetz, and say it didn't become vinegar. Bahari hichmetz, but it did go bad lefanecha. It's bad in front of us. Hachanami harei hi bogeres lefanenu. So too by the case of the bogeres. So now connecting to the bogeres case. So here too also, the bogeres case is in front of us. So just like she's a bogeres now, we could assume she's a bogeres in the morning. So why does Shmuel say it's different? The chavis case is different than the bogeres case. So Gemara says, hashtahu debagrin. Maybe only right now she became a bogeres, but in the morning she wasn't a bogeres. Gemara says, hachanami hashtahu dehichmet. So too by the case of the wine. Maybe only now it became chometz, not before. So Gemara again says, no, hasam tartu l'reisa, by the case of the vinegar, there are two negatives, just like the case of mikvah. What are the two negatives? Number one is, it's chometz. Number two is, the chazaka was a cheskas, the status quo was tevel. As opposed to hacha, by the case of bogeres, chad l'reisa hudika. There's only one negative, namely that she's a bogeres now, and therefore we can assume the status quo that she was a naira in the morning. Okay, but these Gemaras are the foundation of many of the Shev Shmaisas, all the very difficult Shev Shmaisas and Kuntres Sveikos, all these different discussions. These are like Chazaka and Sveikos, heavy, deep, Taroves, Chazaka suffix, not easy stuff at all. Gemara says, now, name a Ketanai, maybe this whole discussion here of Machlokas Rav and Shmuel is, again, Rav holds the case of the Kedushin. The father marries her off and she marries her. Father marries in the morning, she marries in the afternoon. Rav assumes she's a Bulgaris. Shmuel assumes it's a suffix. So this machlokas Rav and Shmuel, which is a machlokas of Marayim, let's suggest maybe it's really machlokas Tanai. Name a Ketanai. So what's his suggestion? Mi motzei miyad mi. Who takes out from who? So what's the case? The Rashi tells us fits in what the Gemara didn't tell us. He had in the Gemara says in the top, he quotes rather Rashi says on top, "Mi motim yad mi hakosev nechasav lacherim v'lo shayer klum." A guy writes, Ruvain writes, all his property is over to Shimon, and Ruvain leaves no money for himself. So what's the halacha? The Kaimlan, the Gemara Babasa tells us, "Bishchimera," the guy's on his deathbed, "Shein matanasa matana im amar." If he becomes healthy, then the gift that he wrote to his friend isn't a friend. It goes right back to Ruvain. The galidaita medelo shayer mide. The fact he didn't leave anything for himself tells us he was doing this because mitzvah machmas misahaya. He thought he's going to die, so he gave up all his money because that's why he gave everything away. But in bari haya matanas matana, if he was a healthy person, so he's no claim. He for whatever reason he wanted to give a nice matana to his friend. Now he's suggesting, when I wrote that document, I was a shchimera. So I want the money back now. You know, the receiver guy said, what do you mean? You were completely healthy then. You had no problems medically. You gave us as a gift. You can't go back on this. So me motzi nechasim miyami. Who is the raya? Who's the motzi mechaver lev raya? Who's the burner proof on? So Gemara says again, me motzi miyami. Who motzi miyadam below raya? He can take out. He could remove his property, take his money back from the people he gave to without any proof. So he just goes and takes it. We trust that he was a shchimera. V'hein ein motzim miyado. And they cannot take back from the individual, the giver, below raya, without a raya. They need to bring a proof that he was a healthy person. He had a healthy record when he wrote this document. Divrei Rabbi Yaakov. So the burden of proof lies on the receivers. Rabbi Nasan Omer. Im bari hu alav lavi raya. If he's healthy right now, we look at the now, then Allah or Lavi Raya Shahaya Shchemira. Then he has to prove to us that he was sick back then. Vim Shchemira, if right now he's sickly, very sickly, and he's in bed, about to die. So then Alehem Lavi Raya Shibara Barihaya. He has to bring it, they rather have to bring a proof that he was healthy at the time. So we look at the now according to Rabbi. So let's connect this now to Rav and Shmuel. So Neima, let's suggest Rav Damar Ki Rabbi Nasan. Rav holds like Rabbi Nasan. Again, Rav held that if he's a Bogaris, she's a Bogaris now, she's a Bogaris in the beginning. So that's what Rabbi Nasan says. We look at whatever he is now, and that's how we assume he was back then when he wrote the document. And Shmuel Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Shmuel says like Rabbi Yaakov, no, we look at, there's no, we don't look at the now does not affect what was. Nothing to do with it. So that's the Gemara suggestion. So Amar Lechei Rav says, Ona, I say, Damri Afilu Rabbi Yaakov, I even hold a Rabbi Yaakov, I hold both opinions here. Ad kan lo kamer Rabbi Yaakov Hasan. Rabbi Yaakov only says over there by the case of the shchemira that it's the burden proof is on the other people. Diklamemar hemed mamona cheskaso. Go to the status quo, and this individual was the owner of the money. The burden proof is to other people to take the money out of his hand. Aval hacha. But here, when it comes to the woman, the girl, mi neima hemed gufa cheskaso. Could you say that you're supposed to leave the status quo of this girl? The status quo has changed. She's a completely different person now. Is Rashi add anything here? Let's see what Rashi.
Today's the day she's changing.
Today's her birthday. Today's her 6 month birthday. So Rashi says, Me ikal meimar hemed kagufa cheskaso v'teve nara. Could you suggest that she's still nara today? Yom de mashalim shis. This is the day the 6 months are complete. Ein balo cheskas nara, lo cheskas baga. She has no status quo anymore. This is the day they were expecting something to change. Shayom hi homedes lishanos. We're expecting something big today. Shmuel Amar, Ana Damri Afilu Rabbi Nasan. I hold Shmuel even like Rabbi Nasan. Ad Kan Lo Kamer Rabbi Nasan. Rabbi Nasan only says Hasam over there. By the case of the Shchemira, Hasam the Chuliyama Becheskas Bereim Chaima. Every single person, most people, Becheskas healthy. Man the Kamafkiv Nashim Mechazaka Havel Alesi Raya. So the guy who see Rashi says. Rashi says Mi Mafkin Nashim Mechazaka Kolomar Ki Mesafkinan Le Benara. No, I'm sorry, we have to read the whole statement here. Again, he says, Hasam the Chuliyama Becheskas Bereim Kaimi. Everybody is in the status of being healthy. Man the Kamafik Nafshe Mechazaka Havyaleh Lasuraya. So the guy who became sick now, who's this talking to right now?
Right, so the guy who's sick, the guy who's healthy now, the money,
the owner of the money who gave the money over, what he has to prove that he was sick when he gave it over.
If he's healthy, right? If he's sick, I'll find you don't have to prove anything. But if you're healthy right now, everybody's healthy.
Right.
So you have to prove to us that you were sick back then
when you gave away.
To tell me, because that's going against the status quo of the world, in essence. So aval hacha here by the case of the girl, mika mafka nafshi min chazaka dekame. Did she ever leave? Is there any stat that she left? Rashi says, mi mafka nafshi min chazaka kolomar ki masafkina le benara. What's that saying?
There are a lot of women who stay in their Naira state on their sixth day.
So you look more globally.
Right. So when we're Supik, we don't easily change, we don't easily flip out of that Chazak.
Uh-huh.
Many Naira stay in their entire sixth day.
So now that, so this second approach is Rav's understanding, rather Shmuel's understanding here is that you're taking more of a global perspective on statistics on both these scenarios here. By the case of Shchimera, most people are healthy, so you have to prove that you were sick. And when it comes to the case of Naros, many women don't become bagrus in day six, in 6 months.
In 6 months, yeah.
Okay. Mar now says, Neima Kahani tonight. Okay, fine. So granted, it wasn't like that first Machlokas tonight. Maybe this Machlokas Rav and Shmuel is like this second Machlokas tonight as follows. Kidsha avia b'derech v'kidsha atzma b'ir v'arehi bogeres. Same as our very case. Tana chada harehi bogeres l'faneinu v'tani idach hashinu l'kudushe shnei. Mamish exactly what Rav and Shmuel say. One Tana holds she's a bogeres in front of us, so we don't trust the father's kedushin. And the other opinion thinks that no, we're choshish for both, just like Shmuel says. So my love, chad kirav, chad kishmuel. This is mamish the same case. We said lo, idi v'idi kishmuel. They both hold the Shmuel who holds that we are concerned for both. So who's the one who holds that we're not concerned? The one bryce that goes against this. So Gemara explains kan b'machshaso kan b'shein k'machshasaso. What does that mean? Nash explains b'machshaso hold the kasani harei he bogeris lefaneinu, which goes against Shmuel, the one who says she's mamish a bogeris in front of us, so we don't trust the father's kedushin. B'machshasaso lavia lomar kvar begarti mesmo. When she mamish says that, listen, I became a bogeris in the morning, it didn't work. So that's when she mamish goes against it, so then we don't trust the kedushin. But in the case where she's not denying it, she doesn't really know. It's a suffix. She doesn't know herself whether she was in a bogeris in the morning. So that's the scenario where Shmuel says it's a suffix. So Gemara says, V'neima midimasnisin lo pligi amaroi nami lo pligi. So let's suggest, just like these two different brises are not arguing, so maybe Rav and Shmuel are also not arguing. Rav's talking about a case where she's telling Dad, listen, I was a bogeris in the morning, so that's why we're not choshish for the father's kedushim. And Shmuel's talking about a different scenario where she wasn't being machish her father. So Gemara says, V'tizra, does this really make sense? V'ha Rav Yosef b'rei d'Rav Menashe medavyal avid uvda kavasa d'Rav v'kbat Shmuel. Once he did such a maisa like Rav, and this happened. The father married the daughter off in the morning, and she married herself off in the afternoon, and they passed like Rav, but we ignored the father's kedushin. Vik bat Shmuel, and Shmuel got very, very upset. And Amar, he says, Chuli alma kailo le bekavazuta. Everyone in the world, all chachma in the world, is able to fit in a small measurement and doesn't have much chachma. V'hai madirbanan kailo le bekavarabba. And this rabbi has a tremendous amount of chachma. So if he's talking about that, I guess he was upset that they paskin like Rav against him.
Is he saying facetiously?
It sounds like that, right. So if he's talking about that, lo pligi, I might come back makbid. So if they really didn't argue, they're just talking about different scenarios, so why did he get so upset paskin like Rav? So clearly, they had a machlokas. Duma kiava uvda b'mechasha. So maybe he didn't understand the case. Maybe the case was presented to Shmuel as a regular case where she wasn't denying to her father. She wasn't sure her status in the morning. But maybe the real case that they were postulating like was in a case where she said, Dad, listen, I was a bogeris in the morning. And even then Shmuel would agree. He just didn't know. It was unclear. The case wasn't handed over to him properly. So Gemara says, Amar le mar zuchel Rav Ashi hachi amar meymar meymar paskin hilchasa kvasi de Shmuel. We paskin like Shmuel. Rav Ashi amar hilchasa kvasi de Rav. Hilchasa kvasi de Rav. In the end of the day, it seemed like there's a machlokas. And we pass like Rav, in this case, that we ignore if it's Harei Hi Bogeres Lefanenu, so we assume she was a Bogeres already in the morning time, and we're not Choshesh at all to the father's Kedushin, even in a case where she is not Machish the father.
This in all other cases, no?
Like Rav and Shmuel?
Yeah.
The Klal is Rav and Shmuel, we say pass like Rav, B'dinei and Shmuel, B'Yisurim. So this would be that's the klal normally, right?
Yeah,
Tosas. Oh, very good. Okay, very good. Look at Tosas. You see Tosas, David? Tosas says Hilchasa Kivasa Dirav. Yafagav the Bechuli Gamar Gamar Kaimelang Gamar Becharos. The Hilchasa Kivasa Dirav Be Isurei Hutrach Luftokan Hilacha Kemoso. The general klal we pass like Rabbi Yisurim. So this is a Dinisser here. Yes. Kedushin is Isser. We pass like Shmuel. Against? No, we pass him like Rav and Shmuel. Rav be Isurim, no?
Yeah, yeah. The question is, so why
right.
do you have to say it?
Exactly, right. So I'm saying, so we pass like Rav be Isurim and Shmuel be Dinim. Dinim Amris. This is not Dinim Amris. This is Dinim Isur. So we pass like Rav, of course. So what's the need to say this here? So he says, still nonetheless, Hutrach lifso kan helchasa kemoso, mishum d'ika amarai deposit kemushmul. Since above we had a Meimar who passed like Shmuel, we have to be explicit and say, no, this case we also go like Rav because this is in the world of Isur. Let's do this Mishnah. May as well. Mishnah tells us, Mishiyata hu v'ishta l'medinas hayam. A husband and wife go overseas. Uvahu v'ishta, they return back, both husband and wife. Ubanav, they have some children. Very nice. V'amar isha shiyatas imi l'medinas hayam harehizu. The woman I left with, this is the same woman. V'elubana, these are our children. Ein terach l'havi raya. You don't have to bring any rayas. We trust that this is the same woman. And we can also trust that these are their children.
Lo al
isha v'lo al banim. What?
He's saying it all.
The world, anybody else, whoever asks. In terms of, you have to know the yichas of the children to know whether or not you can marry into that family.
Left without children, you come back with children.
Exactly.
Oh.
Same woman. You said this is the wife. She looked a little bit different, I guess.
A little older when she came.
Older, heavier, skinnier, whatever. Okay, it's grayer.
Wrinkles.
Fine. Santa Gemara says, Mesa, let's say she dies. But these are our children that we had, but she's no longer with us.
He says she died.
Yeah, he says she dies. And these are her children that I had with her. Maybe Raya Abanim, then he has to bring proof that these are her children. Much how you bring proof exactly. You have to bring proof that they're miyuchas. And Venu maybe Raya Ahalisha. You don't have to bring any proof about the wife. Fine. Then let's say Isha Nasasim Midin Sayam, he goes overseas and comes back with a wife that he met there. Harehi Zu, and this is her. Ve'ilubana, these are her children. Maybe Raya Al Ha'isha, he has to bring proof on the status of the wife being Yichas. Once he's established that proof, then Eino Tzarach Lavi Raya Al Ha'banim. Then you don't have to bring proof. The children, it's safe to assume that they're following after the mother that they're going with.
Why needs to bring any proof to begin with?
Why?
She's Kasher.
She's Kasher and the proper Yichas.
We said before that you have to be bodeg, the mother, the grandmother.
For marrying them off. The issue is when you marry the children off. So we have to know who the mother was and where she came from.
Okay. It's also implied that he went with a different wife and came back.
Oh, yeah?
He left with one wife, came back with another one and kids.
In this last case or something.
Yeah. But why did it have to be that he left with another wife? Even if he left single, the same cloud would apply, l'chora. So let's see. Okay, Mesa. But let's say he says, I met a wife, a lovely woman over there, and she died. No one got to meet her over here, but I had one. Ve'ilu bana, these are her children. So then, tzarech lahavi raya al ha'isha v'al banim. Being raya is that this was the woman. I married a woman with yichas, and these are also her children. Okay. So the Gemara tells us that what this one line helps understand each of these cases. And I have to go back and each line will be understood with the following line. Amar Rabba bar Rav Huna v'kulan v'chruchim achara. They're all kruchim. What's kruchim mean? Karech, to fall, to fall after them. They're like trailing little ducklings, the mother. So they're as long as they're, you know, connected, you see that they're connected to the mom, so you could assume the status of the mother, the children will be following suit. If the children are not following the mother, they're on the father's side or just walking behind. It was funny, I saw walking to shul on Shabbos, I saw a mother and son walking. The son, typical high school kid, walking like 10 feet in front of his mother, and the mother behind him, not talking at all to each other. Like, people who were walking wouldn't think they're a father and a mother and daughter, a mother and son, because they weren't even walking next to each other. But so the case is here where the mom is like connected.
Sometimes I see husbands and wives walking that way too.
Sure.
Nowadays with the iPhones, right. They could be sitting right next to each other and not know.
Right,
like they're in a world.
Okay, fine. Let's just finish the last few lines. You feel free to go, but yeah. So Tanya Rabbanan Braisa says, Isha Nasasi b'medinas hayam. So he says, I married a woman overseas. Maybe Raya al Isha. He brings a proof that this the wife has yichus. Vein tzarach lavi Raya al habanim. But you don't have to bring proof. The children, we assume the children follow their mother. who may be Raya al Gedolim, but you still, if they're Gedolim, so the Gedolim, as I said, the Gedolim are not Kruchim after the mother. They're independent. They didn't want to talk to their mom when they're in high school. Ein Tzarach Lavi Raya, so maybe Raya al Gedolim. You have to bring Raya for the Gedolim, but Ein Tzarach Lavi Raya al Katan. But you don't have to bring proof for the little kids, because the little kids are still following their mother. Exactly. When is this true? Bishachas, with one woman. Aval b'sheinashim, if he has two women. So then maybe Raya al Ha'isha, Baal Ha'banim, al Gedolim al Katanim. So let's look at Rashi, the last Rashi in the Amud, then we'll stop here. Bishachas, Shamar Isha Achas Nasase. I married one woman, you bring Raya and the women, so then the Katanim are following suit. Aval Amar Sheinashim Hayu, I had two wives, Umesa Achas, one of them died. Ve'lubana Shoze, and this is the children of that wife who had passed away. Maybe Raya Aleh Hashim Yuchases. So you have to bring a Raya that woman, the deceased, is Yuchases. Ve'al Hamayim, Ve'al Banim, Shehem Baneh, Al Hagadol Al Katanim. And also their children, both the older ones and the younger ones, because they're not Karach after, she's dead. Even if they're kruchim, the Shema Baneh Shel Chaverta Hayu Gedolasam. It's possible the younger children, they use their stepmother now to follow suit, and therefore to follow her. Therefore, they bring proof for all the children in that case, even the Katana.
So the wife is alive. Which one does he bring a raya?
No.
For both.